Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Kathleen O., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Monday, December 31st, 2018, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we are at the page XXIII, forward to the fourth edition, starting with the first paragraph, this fourth edition of Alcoholics Anonymous. We'll be reading through all four of those paragraphs, ending with "In all its power and simplicity." And we'll be commenting on all those four paragraphs. So today's readers are Lisa J.R. for the 12 steps, Chrissy Jane K. for the 12 traditions, and the readers of our text are Susan H., John K., and Kathy Jo P. The share ID for Sunday, December 30th, is 12,359, 12359. And for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the share ID is 12,360. That's 12360. Our newcomer greeter for today is Gina R. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Lisa J.R. to read the 12 steps.
Good morning, everybody. Lisa J.R. here from Baltimore, Maryland. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me serve in December, and I'll pass.
And thank you for your service, Lisa J.R. Chrissy Jane K., will you please read the 12 traditions?
This is Chrissy Jane K., a compulsive eater. The 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA unity, for OA membership, is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups, or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. At least problems of money, property, or prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contribution. 8. Alcoholics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions. Ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And I pass. Thank you.
And thank you for your service this morning, Chrissy Jane K. Okay, how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page XXIII, forward to the fourth edition. We'll be reading that entire four paragraphs. And Susan H., if you could please read those for us. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Susan H. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Ohio and grateful. This fourth edition of Alcoholics Anonymous came off press in November 2001 at the start of a new millennium. Since the third edition was published in 1976, worldwide membership of AA has just about doubled to an estimated 2 million or more, with nearly 100,800 groups meeting in approximately 150 countries around the world. Literature has played a major role in AA's growth, and a striking phenomenon of the past quarter century has been the explosion of our translations of our basic literature into languages and dialects. In country after country where the AA seed was planted, it has taken root, slowly at first, then growing by leaps and bounds when literature has become available. Currently, Alcoholics Anonymous has been translated into 43 languages. As the message of recovery has reached larger numbers of people, it has also touched the lives of a vastly greater variety of suffering alcoholics. When the phrase, "we are people who normally would not mix," page 17 of this book, was written in 1939, it referred to a fellowship composed largely of men and a few women with quite similar social, ethnic, and economic backgrounds. Like so much of AA's basic text, those words have proved to be far more visionary than the founding members could ever have imagined. The stories added to this edition represent a membership.
Ma'am, are you a nun?
Whose characteristics of age, gender, race, and culture have widened and deepened to encompass virtually everyone the first 100 members could have hoped to reach.
Good doggy.
So our literature has preserved the integrity of the AA message. Sweeping changes in society as a whole are reflected in new customs and practices within the fellowship. Taking advantage of technological advances, for example, AA members with computers can participate in meetings online, sharing with fellow alcoholics across the country or around the world. In any meeting, anywhere, AA share experience, strength, and hope with each other in order to stay sober and help other alcoholics, modem to modem or face to face. AA speaks the language of the heart in all its power and simplicity. And what I
Susan, are you still there? Can you press star 1 to unmute again, maybe?
I am still here. Finish? Did you get the end
so
of
you
the
did,
test?
You did finish, but I think they were able to get the noise off the line. So go ahead. You did perfectly.
Good.
Thank you.
And thank you. The first point, our literature is key to our recovery and sharing what we've been given. I appreciate that our fellows who step out in faith to translate the message and share. This may not apply to me, as I only have English, but I see stepping out in faith as important to me from where I am today. Sharing the message always presents me with this opportunity. In any meeting, anywhere, AA's share experience, strength, and hope with each other in order to stay sober and to help other alcoholics. I focus today on this, and in order to stay sober, abstinent, in order to keep it, I must give it away. May I remember that and remember to work it every day. I am recovered and grateful, but never cured. And I appreciate the opportunity to do service, and I pass.
Okay, thank you, Susan. I'm sorry for those
table, that's for sure.
Interruptions. And before I take names, I'm going to hold on just a minute and see if we can fix that. Okay. So, again, we are reading the foreword to the fourth edition on XXIII. We'll be reading through all four of those paragraphs, ending on XXIV. And who would like to share on those four paragraphs? And just a reminder to stay on topic with those four paragraphs.
Julie E.B.
Cindy D.
Roz G.
Wendy.
Julie M.
Julie M.
Jackie H.
And there's my six names, so we'll stop there. And that was so easy. That was perfect, you guys. Okay, Julie E.B., go ahead.
This is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered by the grace of God in Colorado today. And I just, when I was listening to the earlier meeting, and I was thinking about how important it is to share a message of depth and weight, I'm thinking about this reading and how it talks about the fact that our membership needs to have depth and weight, deep and wide. It's reached deep and wide to different areas of sight, to people who wouldn't normally mix. Every kind of understanding of gender, sexuality, of race, creed, religion. And it's so important because for me, going through the prefaces this time, the real key has been, you know, that this is a message that's shared one alcoholic to another. And I might do service this morning by sharing, and some dozens of people can hear it. But the real beautiful thing happened when just one, just working with sponsees, working with my sponsor, applying this program, same steps, but putting it down in black and white. It just really does something different. And so the broader we make sure that we're making this message, and through the phone line, I want to give thanks on this last day of the year to those servants who are on this GroupMe outreach line as well. To be able to outreach and do 10 steps and have 11-step train partner, to be able to do that at 1 in the morning and someone's up on the Pacific Coast, or to be able to do it at 5 in the morning and someone's up on the East Coast. When I've got that 10th, I've got that person. And so many people have been there for me, and they have such different experiences and yet the same. And I think my higher power just aligns that so I can be of service. The newcomer and the oldster both have just given this message depth and weight for me. So as our membership grows and as we embrace the wonders of the technological achievements, we can continue to reach. I have been trying to get someone on a vision party. So if you get my number and can reach out and you have access to that, please do so. Thanks. And I pass.
Thank you, Julie E.B. Cindy D., you're up next, followed by Roz G.
Thank you, Kathleen. This is Cindy D., gratefully recovered in Texas. And when I was reading that, the sentence where the AA seed was planted, it has taken root slowly at first and growing by leaps and bounds when literature has become available, makes me think even of this meeting. I started calling into this meeting in June, and I want to say the membership was around 2,600 or so on the member list. And you know, today we're hearing that it's nearly 4,000, and that's just incredible. And I'm thinking about all the seeds that get planted here every day on this line and how they've taken root. And I'm so grateful that a fellow brought me to this meeting, because it did take root for me here. And, you know, I caught that fire that everyone talks about when I started working the steps. And, you know, today I'm in this place where I will do anything that it takes to keep my recovery and to share it with others. And my great hope is that in bringing this message to my face-to-face meetings, I'll see this seed take root and grow. Hasn't been my past experience, which has been something I've had to learn to deal with humility and remember everybody has their own path. But I'm starting to see little seeds of it taking place in my face-to-face meetings. And I'm very excited. I just want everyone to have this opportunity and to feel the serenity and the peace that comes. And I also identify closely with the last sentence of, you know, speaking the language of the heart in all its power and simplicity. A lesson I had to learn was to be able to speak with humility at my meetings and not try to preach, you know, and carry the message from a hammer-pounding way. And I find that when I stop and pause, when the meetings start and I ask God to be there and give me the words, that my message does have more depth and weight because it's God's message. And I do see others responding to it and reaching out. I'm so grateful that, you know, someone from this group reached out to me and brought me to my new home. And I so appreciate everybody on this line and everyone who's participated in my recovery. And I just hope I can give back a little of what I've gotten. I wish everyone a great new year. And with that, Kathleen, I'll pass. Thank you.
And thank you, Cindy D. Roz G., you're next, followed by Wendy M.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Roz G., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Los Angeles. And when I first came into OA, it was January of 2002, and the ladies in the meeting had been talking about the fourth edition. And some of them had ordered it and were excited and say, have you got your new big book yet? And I didn't have a clue as to what edition was what edition. And I have been schooled in OA in this fourth edition. I have collected the other editions throughout the years. And it's really interesting to read the stories in the back because, you know, some of them have been taken out. And just to go back and look at those stories is really cool. But what I loved here was while our literature has preserved the integrity of the AA message, sweeping changes in society as a whole are reflected in the new customs and practices within the fellowship. I got on a Skype meeting a couple of years ago where there was this older guy who had been very experienced big book teacher would meet with us once a week and read the book. And that was where I really learned about AA through just listening to him read the book and us commenting only on the book, because I went to meetings where we just had topics and talked about the cat, the dog. I've been through all that too. And I've made so many friends in OA. My closest and most confidential friends are in OA. I've made friends with Jewish people, Mormon people, gay people, Muslim people, atheists, agnostics, Christians, Catholics, older people, younger people, men, women. I've just made friends with so many different people, and what we're here for is the integrity of this book. And thank God for technology, because in my area there's not a whole heck of a lot of meetings, and I've gotten so much growth through just the power of technology, and mainly the power of Skype and the power of the Vision for You meetings. And I spend a lot of time cleaning. You know, when I'm on the weekends cleaning my house or walking my dogs, I'm on those special editions, and they are so helpful. I've grown so much through this group. So I'm very grateful for the integrity of our group and that AA principles, spiritual principles, have changed my life, my attitude, and my humility, which I pray continues to grow in the next coming year. Thank you, and I pass.
And thank you, Roz G. Wendy M., you're up next, followed by Julie M.
Yeah, yes, good morning. This is Wendy M., very gratefully recovered in Boulder, Colorado. Thank you, God, for entire abstinence. So this is wonderful. I'm just happy to be on the line, so happy this morning. So literature, first of all, what the literature does is I wake up with a funky brain, right? I wake up with an old thought. And then I read something, and the literature is like magic, right? It gets my head straight. It opens up those channels. I can get unblocked and re-remember, where my head needs to be that morning. So literature is like magic. And then they talk about how it's all over the world. And I was just a few weeks abstinent, maybe 17 years ago, and we were in Paris. And I was so excited. I went to a meeting, and the women were there, and they all spoke French. And my point is, it didn't matter. I got the message, even in French, and I don't speak French. You know, how willing are we? Like, how far do we want to go for our recovery? I wanted to go very far, obviously. So it's the same, you know. And then it says, our basic text. And I love thinking my basic texting, my basic text message, you know, because that's what saves me every single day. First of all, it's a basic text. Keep the integrity of the AA message. For 15 years I was in OA, I was basically sponsoring people with my message. I was winging it. I didn't know what I was doing. And you don't know what you don't know. You know, So I was just making the message up as I went along, doing the best I could, which was really sweet. You know, and then I hit vision and it was like, actually, there is a message, you know, there is a solution. And we get to carry that message. And thank God I don't have to make this stuff up anymore. I can just preserve the integrity. I can just share the exact message that's in this book. And it says, you know, that this is a visionary experience. And absolutely, this book is divinely inspired. And absolutely, when they wrote it years and years ago, that it would nail my experience, you know, to a T. That all of us can say, yes, that's me, you know, and I want this thing too. And then just the fact that I can basically text I do a nightly inventory now. It's an app on my phone. Somebody showed me how to do it. And I send this out to people now. And that's incredibly freeing for me at night to release myself and to learn something, you know. And when I reach out, I call you guys constantly. I text you all the time and I get messages back constantly. And when I do that, I get to God. When I pick up that phone and I say, you know what, my head's screwed on funky today and I need to hear God through you. What do you think? What do you say? Because my head, right, cannot fix my head. My sick can't fix sick. And so I have so many ways of reaching out to you guys and at any time of day or night, you know, to get to God, to make that surrender. And with that, I'm so, so grateful. It keeps me clean, keeps me unblocked, keeps me divinely inspired. Thanks for that. And I wish everybody a happy day.
And thank you, Wendy M. Julie M., you're up next, followed by Jackie H.
Hi, this is Julie M., recovered in Colorado. I want to comment on the sentence that says, in any meeting anywhere, AAs share experience, strength, and hope with each other in order to stay sober and help other alcoholics. And thank God for that. I am coming back after relapse and, you know, just the insidiousness of this disease that I wasn't back in the sugar, I wasn't back in the high-fat dairy, but I was eating potato chips as if they were a food, and they are clearly not a food on my food plan. And when I look at the slide is long, and the bite comes at the bottom of the slide, and I have to be so honest and so willing to look at all the places along the slide before the bite happened. And there were many, and part of it was that I was in denial. Part of it was that I was resting on my laurels. My life got too busy, quote unquote, to, you know, live in 10, 11, 12. And that's just not the way this program works. It's not an 8-step program or a 9-step program. It is a 12-step program. And the reason I wanted to focus on that sentence is that there for me was not a difficulty being honest after I had relapsed, but a fear. And, you know, my ego was big in my body. I could feel it just wanting to burst out in shame. And on these meetings, that's okay. We love each other in these rooms. We grow to love each other. And that for me is the language of the heart in all its power and simplicity, is that we're all cut from the same cloth in the end. We are all addicts who struggle. And some people get it right away. Some people have to go out and come back. And coming back, I've had to learn more about myself. And I'm really grateful to that experience because I have a deeper understanding of what my core defects are. And I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to share and to be of service and to understand the language of the heart and be able to share that and receive it from others. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
And thank you, Julie M. And before we take Jackie H., just a reminder, we're on the Forward to the Fourth Edition, page XXIII. We're reading all four paragraphs, ending on page XXIV. The language of the heart in all its power and simplicity is where we end. And we'll be taking some names after Jackie H. So go ahead, please, Jackie H.
Good morning. Thank you for your service. Excuse me. This is Jackie H., recovered just for today in Colorado. Wow, just for today. I remember when I first phoned into this meeting, I heard people saying, I'm recovered. I recovered. I'm recovered. And I thought, man, I want that. And somehow I really did think, well, I'm going to get recovered and get recovered. And I won't have some in my little brain. I was not recovered at that time. I thought, okay, well, I'm going to get recovered and I'm going to have a happy life and I'm going to be have relief and on and on and on. And what has really, and yes, I did get recovered. And what I get is every single morning I wake up and I have just today. I cannot rest on my laurels. I cannot rest on the aha that I had last week or the miracle that I had yesterday. Sometimes all of those even fade from my memory, right? I have today. And to stay connected to that power that brought me to this place. I'm not cured, but I am recovered. And I have eyes. I can see differently. I see things differently today than I did when I first came in here. And so I gladly say, by the grace of God, I am recovered just for today. And I have met so many wonderful people on this line. I've got new friends and new relationships and so I'm grateful. Thank you, thank you. Happy New Year to all of you. But I'm thinking here, where the AA seed was planted, it has taken root. It was planted for me when I was a little girl, when I would hear my dad talk the AA language in our home. And it didn't mean a whole lot to me back then. But when I got in trouble several years ago with another substance, I knew where to go. It was like a little bit choked up, but it's like, I knew where to go, right? And I came here, and people told me what the big book said, and I recovered from my alcoholism, and then food showed up again, right? And so here I am again, and so I'm going to quit crying now because that doesn't serve me or anybody else right now. But anyway, I think about these men when it says here at the bottom, like so many AA's basic texts, these words have proved to be far more visionary than the founding members ever could have ever imagined. I just see them sitting around doing this, and divinely this book was written, and they could not even imagine to the how far it would go. And I love reading these forewords. I'm so happy to be coming in at the beginning of this. I came in July, so you guys were further along, but so glad to read all this. I love the historians. I love to hear what they have to say, and everybody sharing their experience, strength, and hope. And I finally, I have depth to what I have to offer another human being on this planet. I have hope. I have weight and depth because it's not just a concept anymore. It's an experience deep in my heart. Thank you, and I'll wrap up here. I love the last part, speak the language of the heart and all its power and simplicity. So I get to step back, and I get to let God speak through me because that's where the power and the simplicity is. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you for letting me share.
And thank you, Jackie H. Okay, we're going to take some more names. We're on the foreword to the fourth edition, page XXIII, and we are reading all four of those paragraphs to the fourth edition. So who else would like to comment on those four paragraphs?
Michelle W.
John K.
Mo.
John K.
Mo H.
Mo H.
Deborah G.
Sandy, yes.
I got Deborah and Sandy. Didn't get your last initials, but I'll get those.
Sherry KB.
And Sherry KB. Okay, let's stop right there. So Michelle W., John K., Mo H., Deborah, Sandy, Sherry KB. So Michelle W., go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Michelle W. from South Carolina.
I want to share something that really touched me today right off the bat. The reading was about technology, and I just thought that was really ironic today. Really every day, but today especially. I have been really intimidated to share on meetings that are recorded just because I'm not used to technology. So I decided to share a couple weeks ago on the 8 o'clock meeting because I heard someone in the 7 o'clock meeting say, don't sit on the sidelines, get involved. And I'm involved in my face-to-face and I'm involved in my chronic pain group because it's not recorded and they're very small phone meetings. But I shared, and ever since I shared, I've been getting so many phone calls that I wouldn't have received other than, you know, it's pushing me to make calls. So I said to myself, I said, you know, I'm still nervous about sharing on a recorded meeting. And then I'm trying to bring it up as delicately as I can, but there was another reason that I was really intimidated to share, and I just have to pray for those couple of silly individuals who just don't have program and say to myself, I'm so proud. I had such a feeling of pride this morning for my fellow OAers who just knew how to rise above it and handle it. And I said, you know what? I don't know what I have to share if it's that relevant or not, but it is about technology. And you know what? I'm going to share. I'm not going to be afraid to share. I'm not going to be afraid of hackers or whatever. I'm going to share, and I feel good sharing. And I hope that helps other people to come forward and share and not sit on the sidelines, because I learned something from that a couple weeks ago when I shared on the unrecorded meeting. And here I am sharing on a recorded meeting, and I feel great. And about the technology, I love technology, and I, as much as I was afraid of it, it has brought us all together. We wouldn't be here on these phone lines if we didn't have technology. We wouldn't be meeting people from all over the country if we didn't have these phone lines. So I am so grateful, and I really encourage everyone. The same thing I heard was to just get off the sidelines and get involved, whatever that means to you. So happy New Year, and thank you for letting me share. Thanks.
And thank you, Michelle W. John K., you're up next, followed by Mo H.
Good morning. This is John Kiernan, recovered compulsive overeater in Los Angeles. You know, I was thinking I came into AA a little while after the third edition was published, but I remember thinking one day, you know, I went to meetings with my mother when I was a kid, and I'm sure that they were using the second edition, and I was thinking, gee, I wonder if she ever brought one home. And I don't remember ever seeing a big book in our house. And then I thought to myself, well, maybe that's why it took my mother 20 years to get sober. But it's interesting, you know. I remember when we moved to the fourth edition, I was a little annoyed because
John K., if you're still there, can you press star 1 to unmute, please?
Sure, yeah. I find it
Thank
best
you.
To not...
Yeah,
find
it's
it
funny.
We're being bombed today.
Yeah, hold on. I think it'll get cleared.
That absolute kind of a day. Everything that he said does that. I forgot the words in this kind of a song. Absolute kind of a day. What shit does this go for?
Okay, you there, John?
Star 1?
No, I hear you. Go ahead.
Had an absolute kind of a day. Everything a good day, we could go rough. So I'm glad you used the words, kind of the song.
Okay, John, now I think No, I think you're going to have to unmute.
Started as a party in bed. First started as a party, but I shit myself instead. And the fucking Mrs. Gaffer was off. Oh, I forgot the words.
Absolute cunt of a day. And running to the dunny
yeah.
Like bastard.
Dunny.
Okay, unfortunately, this is going to eat up our time, everyone. So maybe the rest of you could do 2-minute shares once we get this cleared. Okay, John, now try.
Drop me off.
Yeah.
Absolute
kind
of a day.
I've had an absolute kind of a day. Everything that did that does. I forgot the words in this kind of a song. Absolute kind of a day. What should I just go for?
Okay, let's try this again. You want to try to unmute John Kay?
Oh, it's just still going. Hello, Mary. Hello, Mary.
I had to take a cold shower. Scrubbing shit from every orifice took a fucking hour.
Shower. Fuck.
No fucking towel.
Fuck the words.
Had an absolute cunt of a day.
John, you there?
Well, every time I unmute, we end up the friends
I
because
know.
The friends come back. So, you know, I spent 15 years as a stand-up,
okay.
So I'm used to hecklers. I could do it, but I don't want to encourage anybody.
Okay, I think we're good. Go ahead. Thank you for your patience, everyone. Go ahead, John.
I think it's me. That's my ego.
No, it's not you.
No, I'm just kidding. The world revolves around me, don't you know? So, it's funny, when we moved to the fourth edition, I was a little annoyed because I knew two people that were in the second edition stories, and they weren't there anymore, and 449 had gotten moved to 417. And I know when we first did our big book meeting for about a year or so, we continued to use the old edition, mainly because we had bought all these third editions and carried them to meetings. But then one day when he had a speaker there who said, you really shouldn't do this because newcomers are going to come in and they're only going to be able to get the fourth edition and they're going to feel like slightly excluded. And that a light bulb went off and we were like, wow, we never thought of that, you know. And, the fourth edition, again, it's more modern. You know, there are more stories of drugs in there. You know, even though I wasn't really a druggie, I did smoke a little pot. And when I talked about it in my AA pitch when I first came in, I had these old-timers come up and go, this isn't NA. You want to talk about pot? Go to NA. And, of course, it wasn't going to get any better. So, but I love the fact that they mentioned modem, talking about new technology. You know, Roseanne was always so proud of the fact that the one thing she added to the traditions was and other public media of communication, which doesn't exist in the AA traditions, because she knew there would be new things, and the internet proved her right, you know. But the wonderful thing about no longer being isolated, you know, I moved to LA and I couldn't believe how much great recovery there was there. And when I got a chance, I helped start the podcast because I wanted everybody everywhere to hear this. Because as a comic, I would go to these little isolated places and the meetings were both small and some of them were just nutty. Some old lady who had been there forever was the only person who had been around for any amount of time, and whatever she said, OA was, that's what OA was. Oh, everybody eats this way, or, you know, everybody talks praise to Jesus, or whatever. And so to be able to hear this kind of recovery, and especially what we're on right now, the recovery here, it's just amazing, you know. And the fact that I don't anymore, but I sponsored somebody from England who then moved to Hong Kong, and we could still talk and Skype and everything. It means that the days of the isolated compulsive eater are over. Right now, I'm just waiting. Hope I live long enough to see the forward to the fifth edition. And with that, I pass.
And thank you so much, John Kay, for your patience, too, in getting through that. So I have 4 more names in only about 6 minutes. So Mo H, Deborah P, I think it was, Sandy, and Sherry KB. We might not get to all of you, but go ahead, Mo H.
All right. Hi, Mo H, recovered compulsive eater in Northern California. Kathleen, thank you for your service. I have my timer at 2 minutes here. I'll do it quick. Oh, I have been so grateful to be reading these editions at the beginning of the book. I have learned so much in the last few weeks about, the importance of explaining each one of these editions. what I notice here in this fourth edition is that the word literature is mentioned four times. And I heard when Bill had something important he wanted to say, he would repeat the word. So our literature is very important. This big book is very important to carry the message of depth and weight, as I heard earlier, and as has been said on this line. And then when the seed being planted has taken root slowly at first and then growing, when that seed was planted in me almost 30 years ago, I wrote in my book, I had temporary respite for many years until this big book was introduced to me a few years ago, 3 years ago, by a recovered fellow. And it really, really came alive. And then the last thing I want to share is that anywhere in the world, AA share experience, strength, and hope with each other in order to stay sober and help other alcoholics. And that's reminding me on the page just before, it's recovery begins when one alcoholic talks to another, sharing experience, strength, and hope. That's how we carry the message, just sharing it with others, one alcoholic to another. And that's all. I'll pass. Thanks.
And thank you, Mo H. So Deborah, I think it's Deborah P. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Deborah G. from Arizona.
G as in George?
Yes, G as in George.
Okay, thanks, Deborah. Thank you. Go ahead.
And thank you for your service and everyone on the phone for your service. You know, I'm feeling more grateful that I forget things more these days because it keeps me teachable and I learn all the time. And I just love this meeting. I love this visions group. And I love the reading in the book about there's so many people all over the world that are doing this and that I'm not alone and that everything here is in the book. You know, all I have to do any time is go to the book, go to a meeting that's in the book. And seeing that spread all over the world, I can go anywhere all over the world and feel that support. And I'm in the middle of doing steps right now. I'm getting into my 10th step. And I'm really looking forward to when I finish to take somebody else through the steps and carry the message in this book so that I can help somebody else and they can have that same experience. And happy New Year's Eve day to everyone. Thank you.
And thank you, Deborah G. Sandy, if you want to take a couple minutes, I think we can get you in there.
Thank you very much. Hi, this is Sandy, recovered compulsive overeater from Asheville, North Carolina. They talk about a greater variety of suffering alcoholics. They also talk about how visionary they were in terms of, you know, really when they said, you normally we would not mix. And I just underlined all the things that, you know, meant something to me. Preserve the integrity of the AA message, but new customs and practices, and help other alcoholics and speak the language of the heart in all its power and simplicity. I think the word simplicity really gets to me. One of the things, you know, part of my illness is like overcomplicating things and getting like overwhelmed by thinking I have to do everything at once, you know, and the only antidote to that is really what other people have shared, experiencing that there is a higher power. I mean, just, you know, I have trouble with belief, so I just have to go beyond the belief idea and just be open every day to the experience. And I had just gotten off the line. I want to share this because of some kind of real God experience that just happened. I don't want to say what I do because, you know, I have so much pride with regard to what I do. So for the sake of honesty, I won't say it, but I've been retired for 9 years and I just went back to work. And a client that I saw who I thought I was horrible with just called me up to say he wants to see me again. So I was just in shock, you know, and that to me is a total miracle because, you know, I just prayed to be of help. And I, after I saw this person, I just accepted, like, I don't think I was too helpful, but I'm not going to beat myself up over it. So obviously, I don't know the truth. I was helpful. And with that, I pass.
Okay, and thank you so much, Sandy. I'm sorry to cut you short, but we are at the end of our meeting. And thank you for everyone for your patience this morning. We will now close the meeting with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And John Kay, would you please read a vision for you?
I'd be happy to. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you. Until then.